at 9. Tyler Hubbard there, Chris Matthews, wrapping up this here Friday, kicking off the weekend. Make some smart choices. Thanks for taking me with you.
It's time now for Delnort Warrior Basketball. And Delnort Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwick, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Delnort Office Supply, Delnort Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More Johnny, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
After a disappointing start to the Big Five conference season Wednesday, the Delnort High girls basketball team looks to bounce back tonight against a worthy opponent, Eureka High, in its brand new J. Willard Gymnasium. In fact, this will be the first conference game at this facility. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Mark is running things back at the KPOD World Headquarters, and welcome to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior Pregame Show. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes the difference in downtown Crescent City. Delnort opened the season by winning 12 of 14 non-conference games, but struggled in McKinleyville 48 hours ago, losing to the Panthers 53-26. Can the Warriors correct its course tonight against the early season Big Five conference favorite? We'll find out in about 6 minutes. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's game and a recap of the junior varsity results. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Sports.
It's time now for the Delnort Warrior High School pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, located in downtown Crescent City. We'll be back with John and John with the pregame show coming up next, right after this. In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Games online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Curry Equipment, Delnort Office Supply, Delnort Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Games online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Time to get back to the pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, proud to serve our community's insurance needs. They believe that teamwork makes the difference. Go Warriors! And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Welcome back to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show tonight from Eureka High. And a few moments ago, in junior varsity action, Delnort defeated Eureka 32-26. Lily Franklin scored 12. Austin Franz added 9. As Delnort's JVs improved to 2-0 against Big Five conference foes. Now, to say that Tuesday's night's lopsided loss in the varsity game to McKinleyville was both unexpected and not surprising is accurate. The Warriors were coming off a terrific start to the season, were fresh off a championship at the Fort Bragg tournament, and that even featured an easy non-conference victory over Fortuna. However, Delnort played Tuesday without its top scorer, Brooklyn Carter, who injured her knee against the Huskies. The Warriors had scant time to prepare for a good Panther team that used its full-court press to force turnover after turnover, easy bucket, easy bucket. First-year varsity coach Dylan Nelson said his team had an excellent practice yesterday and that the mistakes made against McKinleyville were all correctable. He expects his team to play with a lot more intensity. Quote, they have something to prove. With Carter still out, the Warriors must turn to veteran senior Jacqueline Gorbett, who led Del Norte against the Panthers with 14 points, twice her season average. Tonight, Del Norte must get more offense from Anisha Batega, Lauren Stutz, and Simke Steinruck, who were limited to a combined 6 points. Now, this is the Big Five Conference opener for the Loggers, who defeated Del Norte last season in the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship game. Under veteran coach Cliff Napoleon, Eureka is 12-3 overall, and his crew has shown a willingness to put the hurt on opponents. Dig these scores. All Eureka victories. 81-28 over Acolonis, 74-13 over Woodland, 65-16 against Oroville, 74-29 versus Enterprise of Reading, 64-14 against Windsor, and 58-17 versus Cordova. However, the Loggers are coming off a 55-48 loss to St. Vincent de Paul on December 30th. Eureka is led by a trio of KK Jaconi, Isis Potet, and Samara Gaither, all of whom are averaging about 10 points a game. Coach Nelson said the key for Del Norte tonight is handling the Eureka press. That's going to be the same style that bedeviled Del Norte Tuesday night. Coach Napoleon of Eureka said the key for the Loggers is for his players to, quote, do your job. He believes his team is more athletic than last year's version, and the Loggers have to take advantage of that. And that brings us to the starting lineups. Brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features schedules and rebroadcast Warrior games. That's DelNorteSports.com. But before we do that, we'll have the playing of the national anthem. A dramatic interpretation of the Star Spangled Banner here at Eureka High. I don't think I've ever heard so many pauses, including the one that really wasn't expected. Thought for a second I was going to have to sing, which is a very frightening thought indeed. So, looking at the starting lineups for Eureka, 12-3, 0-0 in conference games. This is the opener for them. They'll start out with Tierra Maluga. She's a freshman, number 4. Caitlin Jaconi, KK Jaconi, number 21. She's a senior. Isis Poteet, she's the team's leading rebounder. She's a senior, number 22. Samara Gaither, She is a junior, number 23, and Olivia Melander, a freshman, number 32. This will be a team that will be bigger than Del Norte. Speaking of the Warriors, starting lineups will be the same starting five we saw on Tuesday against McKinleyville. Chloe Smith, the junior, averaging 4.5 points a game. Anisha Batega, senior, she's scoring at the rate of about 5 a game. Jacqueline Gorbett coming off a career high against McKinleyville. She had 14. She's a senior, and she is averaging 7.9 a contest. Sinte Steinrun will get the start. She's a junior, averaging 4 a game. And Lauren Stutz, she's a junior, and she's averaging 7.7. Critical for Del Norte that Stutz stays out of foul trouble early, as she's going to be responsible for battling inside and stopping the size advantage that Eureka has tonight over the Warriors. Now, as mentioned, the last time these two teams met, it was at Humboldt State University with the Dick Nicolai title at stake last February. Eureka won that game 43-26, the fourth victory over Del Norte in the past 5 meetings. However, Del Norte has won 8 of the past 14 meetings between these two schools. Taking a look at the conference standings, McKinleyville and Arcata are both 1-0 to start the year, both with 10 victories overall. Eureka, of course, is 0-0, 12-3. Del Norte and Fortuna are both 0-1, with the Warriors 12-3 and overall, and the Huskies 11-6. Now, last night in boys basketball action, it was Eureka exploding in the second half, turning a 2-point deficit into a 55-40 win over Del Norte in Tunney Gymnasium. Michael Webster continued his hot streak, scoring a game-high 16 points. Lyon Rigdon put in 11 more. What hurt Del Norte the most was its free throw shooting. Now, the Warriors entered the game hitting almost 62% of their foul shots. At the high school level, that's good. Not great, but very solid. Against Eureka, Del Norte sank just 3 of 15, a dismal 20%. We're getting ready to get going here. Del Norte will be in their road blue uniforms with the gold numbers. Eureka in their home white with the red trim. Our officials this evening, Tanner Mendes, Aaron Lee, and throwing up the ball tonight will be Keith Altizer. And ladies and gentlemen, we are underway, and the Warriors get the initial tip. Bring the ball up court will be Chloe Smith. Dribbling high near the center circle. Gives it to Stutz, far outside. They'll work it around, try to get it inside. With the ball is Steinruck. Gives it back to Smith. 12 on the shot clock. Far side now to Batega. They'll work it around. 3-point shot. Misses pretty much everything, and Eureka gets the rebound. The Loggers will try to fast break. Ball's poked away, but the Loggers are able to track it back down, and they'll give a ball to Melander. Dribbles to the right side, hands the ball off, throws the ball away, and Del Norte has it. And a foul is going to be called on Eureka as Gorbett was tripped from behind. And looks like they are not going to post who the fouls were going to be on. So that's going to be a problem. Anyway, Warriors are gets it inside to Stutz. She tries to find a wide open Batega, but the pass is intercepted. And Eureka brings the ball down court. Little give and go action. And ball's knocked out of bounds by Del Norte. Eureka will keep the ball with 22 seconds to go on the shot clock. No score here in the opening minute of this Big Five conference battle between two teams that come into the game 12-3 overall. Pass inside, shot goes up, it does not go, tipped again, inside to the Loggers, and we have a injured player on the court after the basket. Getting the basket will be Portite, and Jacqueline Gorbett has to come off favoring, looks like, her right ankle. So coming in for Del Norte will be Brianne Winningham, who adds some size but not the scoring power. Full court press, as expected by Eureka. Let's see how Del Norte handles it after they struggled mightily against McKinleyville. No problem this time. And the ball goes outside to Batiga. Her three-pointer hits off the left side of the rim and bounds off. And we'll go the other way. Eureka with the ball. Down low to Maluga. Ball is almost stolen by Del Norte. Instead, Eureka is able to track it down. Drive, kick out. Long two-pointer is good. As Maluga, the freshman, one of two starting tonight. And a turnover on the press by Del Norte leads to an easy basket for KK Ciccone. It's 6-0. Batiga gets the ball, fires it over to Smith, and Del Norte breaks the press this time. Outside to Smith, kick it over to Batiga, quick pass inside to Stute. She spins, tries to pass, ball goes out of bounds, and it will be off the Warriors. Stutes might have been better off. She was in the center of the key, going up strong toward the hoop. She's averaging 8 a game. 6-0 our score in the Syracuse Hospital scoreboard. Eureka in front. Way outside. Three-pointer by Maluga on the way. Misses and goes out of bounds. And Warriors will get possession. That's going to be the key for Del Norte. They will have to get... have to be able to take advantage of the press. And this time, they are able to break it, except then they throw it away. Try to get it in to Stutes, and the pass lacked it. Shot goes up for the Warriors, for the Loggers, misses. Rebounded by Eureka. Shot goes up again, misses again, and Del Norte finally comes up with a rebound. Batiga will try to push the pace. Tries to go around baseline, and she is fouled prior to a shot. I believe that is on Portiet. Warriors will inbound under their own basket. Smith looking, gets it to Batiga. She tries to penetrate, kicks it around into the corner. That's Smith, and it goes out of bounds. And it will be Eureka ball. Getting her right ankle taped up is Jacqueline Gorbett. She is the team's second leading scorer. Del Norte already without Brooklyn Carter, and a beautiful inside pass and a reverse layup for Samara Gaither, and an easy score, and it's 8-0. Eureka leading, and gives us a chance to say hello to some more members with the timeout of the Warrior Sportscasters Club, and that includes Western Valley Insurance on and off the court. Teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to the community. Center Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Hiachi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, snacks, everything you need for your Wild Rivers adventures. And McDonald's, stop by after the game. Go Warriors. 8-0 our score. Eureka taking advantage of some Del Norte turnovers and the Warriors' inability to get good shots off. Full court press put on by the Loggers. Seinruck has the ball stolen inside, and another easy basket for Gaither. Ball out of bounds. Off Del Norte. Back-to-back turnovers for the Warriors. This is a Eureka team that has absolutely blown some teams to pieces. 10-0 our score right now. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Melander from downtown. It's 13-0. And ball goes out of bounds, but it was off Eureka. Coming in for the Warriors is Kapaw McQuillan. No, I'm not pronouncing that right. Warriors trying to break the press. Quillen gets it over, gets it back, and the ball's thrown away. Another turnover. Left-handed layup, no good. battle for the rebound, and eventually Del Norte comes up with it. Chloe Smith will try to get the ball up court. Along with Steinruck, they break the press. Quick pass inside. Shot goes up, misses, as Winningham was a little bit too far under the basket. Eureka with the ball, far side. Three-point shot on the way. No. Rebounded by the Warriors. Knocked out of bounds. Foul, in fact, will be called against Eureka. Del Norte will inbound. Coming into the game for Del Norte, back into the game is Gorbett after getting her ankle taped. With a sprained ankle, you can do that. You can get it taped up. The problem's going to be the next day and the next few days. Del Norte breaks the press this time. Double teamed, however. And finally, it goes to Stutes, who gives it right back to Steinruck. Now Del Norte will try to get in their set with 15 to shoot. Steinruck looking, loses the handle, tries to get it to Gorbett, and instead it goes out of bounds off the Warriors. We saw the same situation against McKinleyville. Del Norte coming down court and turning the ball over before even getting one shot off. And then against McKinleyville, they absolutely dominated the offensive glass. Eureka with the ball. Ball on the far side. 15 to shoot. Drive. Kick out. Gaither. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Smith of Del Norte. She loses the handle, but is able to track it down and get it over to McQuillan. Finds Smith. And Del Norte will set things up. Gorbett with the ball. 15 to shoot. So if nothing else, the press is taking 15 seconds off the shot clock every single time Del Norte has the ball. And that's best-case scenario. Into Smith, 4 seconds. Tipped. Gorbett goes strong to the hoop and lays it in right as the buzzer goes off. So Del Norte gets on the scoreboard, trailing now 13-2. 2:15 to go here in the opening stanza. High weave going to be run. Three-point shot launched and rattles in for Mallory Bocamp, who's in the game. And it's 16-2. Del Norte gets across the timeline, finds Gorbett. She gives it up. Passes it to Smith, top of the key. Then over the three-point shot by McQuillan. Doesn't go, but there is Stutes to lay it up and in. And Del Norte now throws 16-4. Back-to-back buckets for the Warriors. Inside. Double team, shot goes up, misses, but a foul is going to be called, and I think this is going to be on Lauren Stutes. It is. Just the first team foul of the night against Del Norte, but going to the line is KK Jaconi. First shot is up, and it is good. 92 seconds left here in the first quarter. Warriors trailing by 13. Jaconi's second shot, wearing a huge knee brace on her right knee. That one's good, though. Doesn't seem to affect her. 18-4, our score on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Del Norte gets across the timeline. Nope, it gets stolen. Goes the other way. And shot is no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. And Del Norte will work its way across the timeline. Gorbett tries to get it to Stutes, but the ball slapped away, and Eureka has it. Pushing the pace, drive, gets cut off. Nice defense by Del Norte. With the ball is Gaither. Cross-court pass. Finds Jaconi, and her pass is stolen. Nice defensive play by Gorbett. Gorbett looks to penetrate, can't. Then it goes far side, and that pass is stolen. Fast break, and Eureka almost throws it away. Now the Loggers will take the long three-pointer and misses everything and goes out of bounds. 33.5 seconds to go, 18-4 our score. Del Norte will inbound. Kind of a 2-3 press. And it sinks into a 2-2-1. Del Norte breaks it this time. Gorbett on the far side. Nice little stutter move. Goes all the way. Gets it to Stutz. Kicks it out. Three-point shot. Does not go. Looked good for Steinruck. Warriors get it back, but the ball hits the bracket behind the basket and goes out of bounds. 11.5 seconds to go. Del Norte in a tight defensive package. Now they come out of that. Warriors trying to stop this final shot. 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Eureka. Thrown up, and that one's no good as well. Not the start Del Norte wanted. Very similar to what we saw Tuesday night in McKinleyville. Warriors trail 18-4 after one. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Leschwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Jacqueline Gorbert has two, Lauren Stutz has two, and that is the extent of this first quarter scoring for Del Norte as the Warriors trail Eureka 19-4. Free throw was added at the very end, at the last second, for Eureka. Very similar to what we saw against McKinleyville. Del Norte trailed that game 17-4. John Pritchett with you here courtside at the brand-new J. Willard Gymnasium here at Eureka High. And it is, I have to say, a beautiful facility. Well-lit, spacious, lots of room. The floor is nice to run on. Fans are a little ways away from the court. Very, very different than what you'd find at Del Norte. In fact, at almost every gym nowadays. Eureka will start the second quarter with the lead and the ball. And we are underway. Bocamp gives it up, and the Warriors almost come up with a steal. Bocamp gets the ball back. Goes inside, then back out. Bocamp having trouble holding on to it. And it comes out, and Ciccone will set things up again. Bocamp back to Ciccone. They're going to work it around. Far side, three-point shot on the way. No, but rebounded by Bocamp. Puts it up, and traveling called against the Logger. Del Norte also having problems, as they did against McKinleyville, keeping the opponent off the offensive glass. So with the ball is McQuillan. Gets it to Gorbett. She gets it across the timeline. Her pass, though, is tipped. It goes to Eureka, and the Loggers will press. Shot goes up, misses. Offensive rebound for Eureka. Kicked out to Bocamp. Now they work it inside, back out. Three-point shot by Hales on the way, and she banks it in. Maya Hales gets on the scoreboard. As five different Loggers have scored, and it's 22-4 here early in the second quarter. Eureka in front. Gorbett gets across the timeline, breaks the double team, finds a open Warrior teammate. And that's the one problem with having a courtside seat. Sometimes it's hard to see. I believe it was Steinruck missed the easy basket. So we go to the other side. Three-point shot misses, and it goes out of bounds. Warriors keep possession. .6:33 to go. 22-4. Your chance to see Del Norte's girls in action for the first time will be on Tuesday night as Hoopa Valley comes to town. Two JV games, two varsity games. JV games at 4 and 5:30. Delnert breaks the press, gets it inside to Stutes, puts it up right-handed, and she gets her second bucket of the night, 22-6. Varsity games on Tuesday, three-point shot up for Eureka, no good, rebounded by Gorbett. Varsity games will be at 7 and 8:30 in Tunin Gymnasium. Warriors, Gorbett goes all the way, scoop shot, goes. She's fouled, and she will go to the line for a free throw. Gorbett has four. Stutes has four. And the Delnert senior will have a chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Gorbett averaging just under 8 a game. Had a season-high 14 against McKinleyville. Misses the free throw. Stutes trying to steal the ball and almost comes up with it. But Eureka is able to break it and get down court. Long three-pointer on the way, misses. And goes out of bounds. Delnert ball. Eureka coach Cliff Napoleon, this has nine players in his roster, says usually it's only eight between injuries and illnesses. But right now, those eight or nine have been more than enough as Eureka leads Delnert 22-8 and another turnover, although Delnert comes right back with it. Nice hustle by Steinruck. But unfortunately, the next pass goes out of bounds and it's Eureka's ball. Bokamp gives it up to Miller, who's in the game. Bond, nice steal by Smith, and then it gets stolen right back, and we're going to have a tie-up. And it will be Delnert's ball on the alternating possession rule. Bottega comes into the game, and Steinruck, who gave Delnert good solid minutes, with the ball, Smith, far side, try to get it inside, back out. Gorbett, three-pointer, no good. Bottega, shortest player on the court, gets the rebound, finds Smith. Smith struggles up, gets it up, and is fouled. And we'll shoot a pair. We'll catch you some other time. Shot goes up on the free throw, and it's good. Ray from HumbleSports.com is here tonight, catching the action. The definitive place you want to know about high school and college sports in Delnert and Humboldt counties. HumbleSports.com. Second one is also no good. And eventually, Eureka is able to track down rebound. And bringing the ball up court is Jaconi. Gives it up. And then gets it right back. Thought about the three. Instead, the Loggers work it around. Back to Jaconi. She'll take the three. Misses everything. And it is Anisha that comes up with the rebound. And I believe we have an injured player. McCovey, Kimora McCovey, who was in, has come out. Well, here we go. Delnert with the ball. Smith with it. Smith dribbling with her right hand near the center circle. Swings it over to Anisha. Tries to get it inside to Stutes. She's fouled from behind. That'll be the third team foul of the quarter against the Loggers. Smith will inbound from the end line. Louis Smith, the junior, looking. Quick pass, Gorbett, spin move, puts it up, puts it in. Pretty play by the senior, and she has six. Delnert has cut the lead down to 11, 22-11, 4:16 to go. Warriors have been playing better defense and doing a better job of not turning the ball over as Jaconi puts up a shot, misses, another offensive rebound. That shot goes up, and going to the line will be the freshman Maluga for two. Maluga is close to 6 feet with two different colored shoes. One red, one blue, one orange, and misses the free throw badly, and ball comes bounding back to her. She slaps it away like a mosquito. Here comes the second one by the freshman. It's up, and that one's no good. But Eureka will get another offensive rebound. Miller gives it over. Jaconi, three-point shot on the way by Melander, misses, and it goes out of bounds. Delnor gets the ball. Basket here, and Delnor can worry the lead into single digits. Full court press again. And this time, Delnor breaks it. In fact, a foul will be called on Eureka. That is the fourth one. Next team foul against the Loggers, and Delmar will be shooting two shots the rest of the way. Bottega will inbound. Gets it right into Smith without any problem. Smith fires it over near side to McQuillan. She gives it up to Gorbett. She goes strong and double dribble. That was one of those everybody in the gym saw it and was like, was that double dribble? I think it was. It was just so obvious. And almost got away with it. Del Norte with a little full court pressure now. Ball on the floor. But the Loggers are able to get across. Far side, Melander goes strong. Kicks it out. Shot goes up. No good. Battle for it. Another offensive rebound for the Loggers. Wild shot goes up and goes in for Geraldine Miller. 24-11. Smith gets it over to Bottega, who gets it across the center court. Now to Gorbett. Her shot misses, tries for the rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Delnor has to find a way to keep Eureka off of the offensive glass. Full court pressure again by Delnor. They get it across the center line, and now Eureka will set things up. With the ball is Melander, dribbling way outside. She gives it up to Gaither. Ball is loose on the ground. Diving for it is Gorbett. Eventually it goes to Bottega. Delnor, Bottega goes all the way to the hoop, and it goes out of bounds off Eureka. Warriors ball. 2:38 to go here in the first half. 24-11 our score. Delnor fell behind 19-4. But here in the second quarter, has played better. Tried to get the ball inside to Stutz. He got poked away. And then Bottega did not establish herself on the court when she touched the ball. Loggers try to break the press. Stutz tips it away. Then she blocks the shot and eventually goes out of bounds. And it will be Eureka's ball. 2:28 to go, 24-11 our score on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. We'll talk about last night's Delnor Eureka boys game and everything coming up next week. Eureka with the ball, that's Melander, gives it over to Jaconi. Inside, Maluga puts up the shot, misses, but another offensive rebound. Stutz comes up with it, and Stutz is fouled. She's going to go to the other end and shoot two free throws. That's the fifth team foul. That's the fifth team foul. And we'll go down to the other end and shoot free throws. Helping the boys and stripes out a little bit. 24-11 our score. And Stutz, 57% from the foul line this season. Here comes the first one. Changing the rule this year. You get five fouls, team fouls a quarter, and then you shoot two. The old one and one is gone. And Stutz's shot bangs in and out. The fouls reset every quarter. Here's Stutz's second shot. Lauren puts it up and rims out and rebounded by Eureka. Ball is on, stolen, tipped by Gorbett, and then grabbed by Bottega. Bottega's pass is corralled by McQuillan, who gets it back to Bottega. Inside, kicked away. One on two, fast break. Lays it up and lays it in. Nice play by Samara Gaither, now who has eight for Eureka. Back to a 15-point margin. Delnor behind. Kick ball. And Delnor will get a fresh shot clock with 1:40 to go. Tega. High pass. Tracked down by McQuillan. They're going to play catch for a little bit. Inside. And almost stolen. And finally, Bottega ends up with it. Quick pass inside to Stutz. That is stolen. Nope. But what happens? Stutz steals it back, and then her pass goes out of bounds. So Eureka will inbound right in front of their own bench. Coach Napoleon at the far end of the bench, watching the game almost by himself. Eureka with the ball, gets it to Jaconi in the corner. They'll whip it around all the way, and the Melander gets it back to Jaconi. Delnor in a zone, drive, shot, good. Samara Gaither now has 10 of Eureka's 28 points, and the lead is back up to 17. Breaking the press this time is Bottega. Kicks it over to Smith. She drives. Tries to get it in to Stutz, but instead will go the other way. And once again, another easy basket for Gaither. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Gorbett goes all the way. Can't put it in, but coming down with a rebound is Stutz. Goes to far side. Three-point shot by Gorbett comes up short. Stutz gets the rebound, puts it up too strong, and a foul will be called on Eureka on the rebound. And that will send, I believe, Gorbett to the line for a pair of shots. Gorbett 0 for 1 tonight, 41% for the season. Made that one. Delnor, just a 45% free throw shooting team. Talking to Coach Dylan Nelson, he said, team is really solid in practice, and it's just in the game, they struggle. 30-13 our score. Eureka gets the ball stolen by Delnor. Nice play. Gorbett makes sure that the score does not get any worse. Warriors cut it down to 11 at one point until Eureka came back and stretched the lead out again. The Loggers led 19-4 after one. And after two quarters, it's the Loggers 30 and Delnor 13. Very similar to what we saw against McKinleyville, where at halftime it was 31-13. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warriors Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the brand new J. Willard Gymnasium here on the campus of Eureka High, where the Dillner girls basketball team finds itself trailing the Loggers 30-13 in a Big Five conference battle between two teams that come into this game with 12-3 overall records, but Del Norte without its leading playmaker, Brooklyn Carter, and Eureka taking advantage of it using the same full court press that McKinleyville did in defeating Del Norte on Wednesday night. Well, last night in boys basketball action, well, the second game in a row, Del Norte played well in the first half, but could not maintain the momentum at home, and this time against Eureka. Del Norte led by two at halftime, 25-23. But in the second half, the Loggers made the decision to push the pace, and the result was Eureka outscored Del Norte 15-4 in the third quarter. Warriors were able to get the margin down to 10 in the fourth quarter, but the Loggers pulled away for a 55-40 victory. Del Norte did itself no favors, going 3 of 15 from the foul line, which is shocking considering the Warriors came into the game hitting 62%. Michael Webster remained hot, leading all scorers with 16, while Lyon Rigdon was in double figures with 6. The Del Norte boys are now 0-2 in conference, 6-10 overall. On Tuesday, it will be a full day of basketball as Hoopa Valley comes to Crescent City. Now, the festivities will begin at 4 p.m. with the JV girls contest, followed by the JV boys. That's going to be at 5:30. Varsity girls at 7, and then varsity boys at 8:30. At least that's the plan. Earlier this season, at Hoopa, Del Norte's girls won 55-53, while the Del Norte boys claimed a 52-51 victory. Now, on Wednesday, Del Norte's girls will be back in action, again at home, just the second time. First one will be on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Del Norte will play host to St. Bernard's in another non-conference tilt, with the JVs playing at 6 p.m., varsity at 7:30. Warriors bested the Crusaders 50-46 back on December 9th. Now, please note, KPOD and DelNorteSports.com will not be broadcasting the non-league contest, but we will return to the air on Thursday, January 11th, when Fortuna comes to Crescent City for boys basketball action, and then a week from tonight as the Del Norte girls travel to Fortuna. Del Norte High's wrestling season will get ready to get going in a big way after an outstanding start. Now, next Tuesday, the teams will go over the hill to Hoopa Valley for dual meets with those Warriors. On January 12th, Del Norte's girls will go to Eureka for the North Coast Classic, while the boys go to Sacramento for a major tournament there. Warriors will be at home in Tunin Gymnasium on January 16th for dual meets against the Fortuna Huskies. You definitely want to take advantage of that. This is one of the best teams, not only on the North Coast, but in the whole region. Del Norte has a chance to really make some noise this year. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, Del Norte improved to 2-0 in conference games with a 32-26 win over the Longers. Lily Franklin had 12, and Austin Franz had 9 for Del Norte. We'll be back with more of the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
So get this. The phone rings. I pick up, and it's my neighbor on the other end. And she's like, your daughter sent a mass text saying my daughter smells like a 50-pound tuna sandwich. Just wanted you to know.
Molly Coplin, mother of three from Arizona.
So I confront my daughter, and she says, well, yes, I did. But I put a winky face at the end of the text, so I was joking. And I say, well, a winky face really doesn't make it okay to say whatever you want. So she says, yeah, it does. And you gonna burn dinner again? And then she gives me a wink. And I'm like, no, again, a winky face doesn't make everything okay. We were clearly experiencing a breakdown in communication, and I had had it. So I told her she was grounded for the next 6 months. And then I gave her a winky face. Yeah, she didn't think that was funny.
We've all been there. That's why Common Sense Media is here. Learn how to talk to your kids about everything from texting etiquette to cyberbullying at commonsense.org.
Welcome back to Jay Willard Gymnasium here at Eureka High School. Warriors trailed the Longers in girls basketball action 30-13. Let's take a look at the first half statistics, and the first thing that jumps out is the balanced scoring that Eureka has. They have 9 players on their rosters, 8 on their roster, 8 scored. Leading the way was Samara Gaither. She had 11. And then KK Jaconi had 4. With 3 was Beauchamp and Hales, along with Molander. Petit had a basket. Miller had one as well, along with Malaluga. She had 2 points. The only person that hasn't scored yet is Bailey Battle. For Del Norte, Jacqueline Gorbut, who rolled her ankle early in the game, got it retaped and came back in. She has 8 points for Del Norte. 6 of those coming in the second quarter after she rolled her ankle. Lauren Stutz has 4, and Chloe Smith has 1. Del Norte just 3 of 7. Shooting free throws. Keys to the second half for Del Norte. Well, they still have to figure out a way to handle the Eureka press, the same problem that Del Norte had against McKinleyville. And Del Norte actually played in the second quarter decent defense against a good Eureka team, but they have to stop Eureka from getting all of those second chance baskets off the offensive glass. The Loggers owned the boards, much like McKinleyville did on Wednesday night. Well, this has been the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report. Hiachi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you do not need it. The Hiachi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in the beautiful metropolis that is Hiachi, California. Getting ready to start the second half. As we mentioned, Del Norte girls will finally get a chance to play a home game this season. That's going to be on Tuesday night when Hoopa comes to town. Basketball action is going to begin at 4 p.m. in Tunin Gymnasium with JV girls, followed by JV boys, followed by varsity girls, followed by varsity boys. And you'll have to come to the game. No radio for that one. And then Del Norte girls will play at home again on Wednesday as St. Bernard's arrives in Crescent City. for a second non-conference battle between the Big Five and the Little Four. Eureka will start the third quarter with the ball. Now going right to left. Del Norte going left to right. And they have to get a correction to the scoreboard. Keith is on top of that. Noticed it immediately. He doesn't miss much. With the ball is Melander. Far side, swings it over. Finds Gaither, who was so good in the first half. Goes inside, left-handed shot, no good. Tapped around, another offensive rebound. Three-point shot on the way, that misses. Another offensive rebound. Goes up off the glass and goes in. Give the basket to Melander. And it's 32-13. Full court pressure again. Smith with the ball. Chloe gets it to Bottega, who finds Gorbett. Gorbett will attack. Can't quite get it up to the rim. And single possession for Del Norte as Eureka comes down with the ball. Far side to Ciccone. Back out to Melander. She swings it to Gaither. Far side now. Inside. Back out. Finds the open man. They take the extra pass, and the extra pass is picked off by Gorbett. She goes one on two. Her shot gets blocked. And now it's fast break for the Loggers. Shot goes up, misses, rebounded by Del Norte. Nice job on the glass by Steinbruch. And the ball stepped out of bounds. Warrior will keep possession. Smith will inbound as Stutz gets her shoes tied. 32-13, Warriors trailing. And hoping to find a little magic here in the third quarter. He kept the deficit down to something manageable to take a run in the fourth. But Del Norte is having trouble getting the ball across. Finally it does. Gorbett puts it up, misses, rebounded, goes out of bounds. Del Norte ball. Gorbett, much as she did it against McKinleyville, is trying to put the team on her shoulders. She may be trying just an inch too hard. Came into that game averaging 7, had a season-high 14. She has the ball right now. Gets it poked away, goes out of bounds. Del Norte keeps possession with 2 on the shot clock. Let's see if Del Norte recognizes that they have to get a shot off in a hurry. Smith to inbound, and it gets in. Shot goes up, misses, and Eureka comes up with a rebound. But Del Norte was able to get the shot off, but it could not fall. Instead, the ball goes to Malaluga. They bring it around, whip it around full side now. Looking, Del Norte in a packed-in zone. And stolen by Gorbett. Nice hustle by the senior. Right side, scoop play. Ball does not go in, but she is fouled, and she will get 2 free throws for her effort. Gorbett, who had 8 points in the first half, the senior, dribbles it twice, puts it up with her right hand, and puts it in. She's made 3 in a row. Came into the game averaging 7.9 for the season. She's got 9 now, misses the second free throw, and Eureka will bring the ball across the timeline. The Ciccone in the corner. She'll drive and then kick out. 3-point shot. In and out, no good for Gaither. And the ball ends up going out of bounds. Del Norte's possession. Full court press again. This is what the Loggers do, and they do it very well. Gorbett has the ball taken from her. And shot goes up, and a foul will be called on Steinbruch. So Potet will get 2 free throws. It was 19-4 after one quarter, 30-13 after 2, 32-14 right now, pending these 2 shots. And ISIS puts it right in the heart of the basket. Here comes the second. And that one's short, but rebounded by Eureka. Quick pass, off the glass, no good. Another offensive rebound, another miss. And finally, Bottega pulls down the rebound, and she'll take the ball up court herself. The senior dribbling with the right hand down the right side. She's double-teamed, and she is fouled by Jaconi. Jaconi gives the official what could only be called a dismissive look. But officials are used to that. Delner inbounds. Smith with it. High outside. To Bottega. She tries to drive. Gets in. Puts it up with the left hand. Gets glass. But that's all. And a rebound for Eureka. Pushing the pace all the way. Easy pass. But misses another shot. But a rebound by Eureka. And a foul against Del Norte. Bottega gets the foul. And going to the free throw line will be Malaluga for two. One of two freshmen playing for Del Norte, or for Eureka. And she makes the free throw. She's now one of three at the line. Coming in the game for Del Norte is McCovey. And Gorbett will get a quick rest. Second shot is also good. And the lead stretches out to 21. 35-14. Warriors cross timeline, knocked out of bounds. Warriors will get the ball. Nice job of trapping. That's exactly how you want to draw it up. McQuillan comes in for Del Norte, and Steinruck will take a seat. Smith across the timeline after the inbounds to Bottega, back to Smith, back to Bottega. She takes the three. No good. And once again, a single shot for the Warriors as Eureka has completely dominated the boards. However, pass goes errant and misses the intended target by about 3 yards. So Del Norte, once again, trying to break this aggressive press. Bottega is able to get around it, but she is double-teamed. And a foul is going to be called on Eureka. That'll be the third team foul. Poteet gets the foul. Del Norte trying not to fall to 0-2. After a terrific start of the season. However, the injury to Brooklyn Carter has played havoc with the Warriors these first two conference games. Turnover by Del Norte. But Bottega, like a cornerback playing defense, makes the interception. And we go the other way. Three-point shot on the way, and no good. As McQuillan's shot failed to draw iron. Out of bounds. Warriors going back to their version of the full court press now, which was effective at times against McKinleyville and has been okay against Eureka. Shot goes up, no good, and a rare rebound by Del Norte, limiting Eureka to just a single shot on that possession. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Warriors keep it. Bringing up the ball of current will be McQuillan to Bottega. Cross the timeline. Goes baseline. Turns the corner. Puts it up. And can't get it to fall. Loose ball. Player is diving for it. Jaconi ends up coming down with it. And we go the other way. Melander kicks it out. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by the Loggers. Missed. Finally, another rebound. And a foul. Give the basket to Jaconi. And the foul will be on Del Norte's Bottega. And a technical will be foul called on Bottega as well. So wait a second. So they're going to say the foul was on Eureka. Well, this isn't making any sense. So the technical was on Eureka, number 12. There's no 12. And they're not putting who the players are, so I apologize. As going to the line to shoot the free throws is Bottega. Misses the first. Here comes the second one. And misses the second. Bottega, just 41% at the free throw line. Now Delnor will get the ball at half court. So a strange possession there, but Delnor with 3:06 to go, trailing 37-14. Colon will inbound for the Warriors. Things still trying to sort things out. Now we're ready to go. And Smith will bring the ball up court. Across the timeline. Back to McQuillan. Far side now. Inside. Shot goes up. No good. And out of bounds. Off Del Norte. Dorbit back in. So now there's another discussion going on between the officials. I think they're trying to decide if there was a foul. 3:06 to go here in the third quarter, 37-14. I think this falls under just make the best decision you can and let's go play ball. The clock never started. That was the problem. So now they're running the clock down. New gym, some bugs to work out. Okay, so here we go. 2:51 to go. Delnor will have possession. McQuillan gets it in. Shot goes up. Three-pointer, no good. And got a jump ball. As Bliss Blackburn's in the game for the Warriors. Her three-pointer was off the mark. Jump ball, possession goes to Delnor. McQuillan will inbound. Gets it into Blackburn, dribbles once. Gets it back. They're going to play catch. Blackburn thought about the three. Instead gets it into Gorbett, and Gorbett is fouled. And Gorbett will go to the line for two. In fact, Delnor's going to be in the bonus for the next 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Gorbett 2-for-4 at the line tonight. She has 8 points. Correction, 9 points. The senior puts it up. The senior puts it in. Gorbett coming off a 14-point performance Wednesday night at McKinleyville, her season high. Coach Nelson, second one is no good. Rebounded by Eureka. Says he wants Gorbett to score that way every game, regardless if Carter's in or not. Skip pass to the far side. That's Bocamp who's in the game. Quick pass. Kicked out. Bocamp gets it back. They'll set it up again with 13 to shoot. Bocamp. Far side. Drive. Gaither puts it up. Misses. Rebounded by Delnor. Nice rebound by Winningham. And Delnor will bring the ball up court. McQuillan loses the handle but tracks it down. Finds Smith way outside, gets a screen from McQuillan. Now a drive, shot, foul again. And Delnor will go back to the line again as Bliss Blackburn will get an opportunity to score points. Blackburn, the lone sophomore on the Delnor squad, has been plagued by a knee problem. High arcing free throw comes up just short. Ortega comes back in for Delnor, and McQuillan takes a seat. Kapon McQuillan. Blackburn's second one is also short, and we go the other way. 37-15 our score, and a turnover into the backcourt by Eureka. Eureka has not played a very clean game, to say the least. And now we have a discussion of where the ball should be inbounded following the over and back call. And it should be on the far side, right around the 28-foot mark, and it is. There we go. Smith with it. Delnor trying to just find some momentum. Batiga will take the long three. And it hits the rim, bounces up, and hits the support, and that's out of bounds. One thing that Coach Nelson can be pleased with is the defense that his team has played with tonight. And as soon as I say that, Gaither hits a running right-handed shot from the left side to make it 39-15. And then almost a turnover by the Warriors. Ball goes out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession. Eureka came into this game averaging around 60 points. Right now, they only have 39. Unfortunately for Delnor, it only has 15. After a 26-point performance on Wednesday. 1 minute to play in the quarter, and McKinleyville with the ball. Far outside is Millander. Into the corner, three-point shot on the way, misses. Another offensive rebound by the Loggers. Another three-pointer goes up, and this time Delnor tracks down the rebound. Gorbett gets the ball to Smith, who finds Batega. Quick pass to Gorbett. She goes all the way, finds a wide open Brianna Winningham for her first bucket of the night. And that brings cheers from the Delnor faithful that made the trip down. 39-17, less than 30 seconds to go. Inside, outside, three-point shot. No, rebounded by Patega, who I think is leading Delnor in rebounds tonight. Inside, thrown away. Poti will try to go coast-to-coast, and she does. And Delnor will not get a shot off to end the third quarter. Delmore played actually fairly well in the third quarter. It's just Eureka played a little bit better, and they were already leading by a bunch. After three, it's Eureka 41, Delmore 17. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmore Sports.
Delmore Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club. Curry Equipment, Delmore Office Supply, Delmore Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club. Elk Valley Casino. England Marine Supply. H&R Block. And Hambro WSG.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
John Pritchett with you here courtside at Eureka High School, the brand new Jay Willard Gymnasium, where in the very first conference game in the history of this facility, The Loggers are cruising, leading 41-17 over Dillnord in a game that features two teams that walked on to this facility with 12-3 overall records. Dillnord 0-1 in conference, Eureka 0-0. But the Eureka press has led to Dillnord turnovers, and Dillnord's inability to keep Eureka off the offensive glass has made things difficult for the blue-clad Warriors. Smith with the ball, dribbling with the left hand, down the left side, gets picked up. Gives the ball over to Steinruck, who's back in the game. And a turnover by Dillnord. Fast break by the Loggers. Now they'll back it up. Set things up again. With the ball is Bocamp. Swings around far side. Now inside. Pass inside. Goes out of bounds. Off Eureka. And it's Dillnord ball. And the Loggers, despite leading 41-17, they press. That's what they do. They do it all the time. This time, Dillnord breaks it, and Stutes puts it up and misses the easy one. Can't afford to do those in Big 5 conference action. Got to make the baskets. Eureka with Gaither with the ball. Her pass is stolen. Gorbett dribbling through everybody, loses the handle, and picked up by Eureka. With the ball is Maluga, and Coach Napoleon calls timeout. It gives us a chance to say hello to Sportscaster Club members, including H&R Block, where you can get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Dillnord Tire, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? Well, call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name. More John Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Service. McPherson's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. Valvoline, Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer in Brookings. L&L Design and Construction. Commercial and residential construction licensed in both California and Oregon. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, and Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Dillnord will be back in action Tuesday night, both the boys and the girls in Tunin Gymnasium. In fact, it will be the first home game of the season for Dillnord as Hoopa Valley makes the trek over the hill. Girls varsity will be girls JV at 4, boys JV at 5:30, girls varsity at 7, boys varsity at 8:30. Those games will not be broadcast. So make your way to TuneIn Gymnasium and make an evening of it. Call it a date night. Eureka with the ball. 7 minutes left in the game. And the Loggers leading 41-17. Drive to the basket is Melander. Her shot is no good. And it's saved by Dillnord. Good effort by McQuillan, who has her pass knocked out of bounds. When Dillnord does break the press, they still have trouble with that first pass getting the ball into the offense. Smith with the ball. Gets it over far side McQuillan. Inside to Stutes. She's fouled from behind. First team foul against either team this quarter. And the Warriors will inbound from underneath their own basket. Smith will do the honors. And they get it into Gorbett. She's triple teamed on her knees, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Eureka's possession. Dillnord with its full court press. Smith tightly guarding, but the Loggers are able to get it across. That's Melander, one of the two freshmen on the squad, fires it over to Porti. Now far side to Maluga, the other freshman, who finds room for a three-point shot, misses. Stutes with the rebound, loses it. Shot goes up for Eureka, misses, and eventually Dillnord comes up with it. Steinreich, who's played well for Del Norte tonight, gives the ball to Smith, who gets it across center line. Finds Steinreich again. Steinreich dribbling hard and gets pushed over, and a foul is going to be called on Mallory Bocamp. Second team foul. Keep on McQuillan will inbound. Official Tanner Mendes wanted to know if we could do replay for him. We can replay that. You look fabulous. Ball far side for Del Norte into the far side corner. As Gorbett tries to find some room to maneuver. Gets it to Smith. 15 to shoot inside. Shot goes up. Misses. But going to the line for two shots will be McQuillan. Del Norte trailed in this one early, 19-4 after one, and it was 30-13 after two. Del Norte scored just 4 points in the third quarter, and will have their first chance to add to the total now with 5:30 to go. And like so many shots tonight for the Warriors, it rattles around before jumping out. So Del Norte's going to fall to 0-2. Both those games on the road. Del Norte will return the Big Five conference action a week from tonight when they travel to Fortuna. Second shot is also no good, and rebounded by Eureka. 2-on-1 fast break and misses, and Stoops comes down with a rebound. Del Norte has already knocked off Fortuna once earlier this year in the finals of the Fort Bragg tournament. Shot goes up, misses. Shot goes up again by Gorbett, misses. A third one gets blocked, and now it's fast break for the Loggers. Shot layup is off the mark, but there with the pickup is Porti. She has seven now. Gorbett gets double teamed on the baseline. Kicks it out to Smith. She launches three, catches iron, but rebounded by Eureka. One more. 43-17 our score. Three-point shot. Misses everything. And coming down with the rebound is McQuillan. Gorbett playing on a bad ankle that she rolled early in the first quarter. Got it retaped. And has been playing pretty much the entire way since then. She gets the ball off the glass, rims out, and a foul will be called on Stoops. First team foul of the quarter. Del Norte won that game against Fortuna a week ago, 63-37. That was the game where Carter, well, injured her knee. Del Norte will not have Carter back for any of the games next week. The two non-conference games against Hoopa and St. Bernard, and then the conference game on Friday against Fortuna. Warriors will hope to have her back, and that may be optimistic by Wednesday, January 17th, when Arcata comes to town. Crescent City, as Blackburn comes back in. Covey in as well. As the Loggers are able to inbound. 3.5 to go. Pass inside to Poteet. She goes outside. Penetrates. Kicks out. Shot is woefully off the mark, but another offensive rebound for the Loggers. And a steal by Del Norte as McCovey anticipated that pass. And a foul will be called on Eureka. Third team foul. Smith sends it into Blackburn. Finds Steinreich. then back to Blackburn. She'll put up the three, misses, and rebounded by Eureka. Delnort tried to put a trap on, and that leads to an easy fast break basket. Give the points to Gaither, who now has 15. And Smith's pass is low and hits McCovey's feet and goes out of bounds. Coach Dylan Nelson, who was, I don't want to say confident going into the McKinleyville game, but was optimistic that his team would play well, and felt that his team, even without Carter, could be competitive tonight against Eureka. Standing up, his hands on his hips, obviously frustrated with a 45-17 score with 2:55 to go. More members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Delnord Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving. Elk Valley Casino. Get in the game with Prime Rib Wednesdays, only $25 a plate at the new Elk Valley Casino. Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, keeping you warm and happy. Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Delnord Office Supply, for all of your office supplies and furniture. And don't forget, Delnord Office Supply, great place for gifts at the corner of 3rd and H. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. And Echo Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. January, time to start thinking about what you want to do with your garden next spring. Get things ready. Echo Nutrients, great place to start. 2:55 remaining, 45-17. Delnord boys will return to conference action on Thursday when Fortuna comes to town. That'll be a 7:30 p.m. start. That game will be broadcast live on KPOD and DelnordSports.com. All conference games and all postseason games will be on the air and streaming on the internet worldwide. Eureka will inbound on their own baseline, and they toss it in to Poteet, who hands off to Melander, who kicks it out. Three-point shot, misses everything, and rebounded by Winningham, who gives it over to Smith, brings the ball up court, past the timeline. Finds Steinruck, she goes baseline, ball's tipped, and out of bounds, off Eureka, Delmar ball. Smith will inbound. Inside to Winningham, but it's stolen, and then Winningham gets charged with a foul. Just the first one against the Warriors this quarter. Warriors going with full court press. You know, Delmar, after falling behind 19-4, has really played fairly competitively. Ball tipped away, stolen by Delnord. Blackburn has the ball poked away from her behind. Hales brings the ball up court. Gives it over to Melander, who takes a three-point shot and was just a bit outside. Tried for the corner and missed. And Coach Napoleon backing the full court press off. Leading by a bunch, but doesn't stop Eureka's defense from coming up with a steal. Back outside as Hales launches a three, misses, rebounded by Winningham. And Steinruck will bring the ball up court. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Delnord. That's McCovey. Kicks it out. Smith tries to get it inside to Winningham. She goes on the floor and picked up by Poteet. Less than a minute and a half to go in this contest. Drive, shot, good. Nice play by Melander. who now has 7. As Smith kicks the ball over to Steinruck, she'll take the long three. No good. Delnort has not made a three-point shot tonight. Not a one. Inside, out game by Eureka. Three-pointer by Gaither is, you know, they're going to say it's a two. Had her foot on the line. 49-17. As Delnort has been held without a point here in the fourth quarter. Coach Napoleon telling his team to move the ball. Three-point shot, no good. And rebounded by Steinruck, who gets the ball to Blackburn, dribbling with her right hand, gets in the middle, and puts it up with her left hand and scores. Delnort gets on the board here in the fourth quarter. And with 15 seconds left, Eureka is going to try to run things out and walk away with a 30-point win over a Delnort team that falls to 0-2 in Big 5 conference play and 12-4 overall. We're back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with the Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Sports.
It's time now for the Delnort Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Games online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Games online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Delnort Warrior postgame show right here.
Delnort falls to Eureka 49-19 in girls basketball action. The Warriors falling to 0-2 in the Big 5 conference standings on the girls basketball side of the ledger. John Pritchett with you here courtside at the new J. Willard Gymnasium at Eureka High. And Eureka jumped on Delnort early, claiming a 19-4 lead, and it was 30-13 at halftime. And the Warriors could not get anything going offensively in the second half. Just 6 points, 4 in the third quarter, and a lonely basket by Bliss Blackburn in the final minute of the fourth quarter. Let's recap the scoring real quick. Samora Gaither led a balanced Eureka attack. She had 10. Melander and Poteet both had 7. Giacconi had 6. Bocamp and Hales had 3. Maluga did have 4. And Miller had 2. And I believe everybody that played scored for Eureka. Delnort was led again by Jacqueline Gorbert. She had 10. Stutes had 4. Blackburn had 2. Winningham had 2. Chloe Smith had 1, playing but not scoring. Bottega, McCovey, McQuillan, and Steinruck. Steinruck played well, although she didn't score any points, but did an excellent job of battling against a taller group of players from Eureka. Del Norte's next action will be on Tuesday night. That'll be when Hoopa comes to town for both boys and girls basketball action in Tunin Gymnasium. First game will be Del Norte, or be JV girls at 4, JV boys at 5:30. 7 o'clock is going to be Del Norte girls against Hoopa, and then at 8:30 it'll be Del Norte boys taking on the Warriors. Warriors versus Warriors in non-conference action. The next night on Wednesday, St. Bernard's will come and play Del Norte's girls. That's another non-conference game. None of those games will be broadcast, so just make your way to TuneIn Gymnasium. Our broadcast will resume on Thursday night at home when Fortuna takes on the Warriors in boys basketball action. Both those teams 0-2 to start the conference season. So to say that they will be hungry will be an understatement. Del Norte girls return to the Big Five Conference on Friday night, a week from tonight, when they travel to Fortuna. And recap the junior varsity. Del Norte's JVs won tonight, 32-26. Lily Franklin with 12, Austin Franz with 9. Del Norte 2-0 in Big 5 conference play. Well, that should wrap things up here at Eureka High. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer Mark back at the KPOD World Headquarters. For Mad Dog John Horner, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, our general manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And if you get a chance, please take the time to tell the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club thank you for bringing Warrior Sports to our community. Once again, our final score tonight, Eureka 49, Del Norte 19. Take care, everybody. Drive safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Leishwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, Morjon Inc., Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. You've been listening to a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.